Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The adjunct to the Talk Radio Countdown Show is this hour of conversation between Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen about the things that are in that list from Talkers Magazine. We call it the Talk Radio Roundup, Talk Radio Review, with a focus on the charts for this past week. The stories including the exiting of Mr. McConnell and Miss Sinema. Talk about that. The government shutdown threat. I'd just to not waste a lot of time talking about that. The wars. Maybe there's something we can get out of Jennifer J. I feel like I'm all talked up when it comes to those. I don't feel like I'm all talked out at number six, the embryo situation in Alabama. I'm really talked out. Number five, the Willis disqualification thing. Oy, man. Trump and his battles. I'm getting tired of all of that.
Three, do you like any of these stories? What's your favorite story on the list?
My favorite story? I don't know that I have a favorite. The one that I think deserves the most attention is the State of the Union and the presidential race. And so we'll get to that. Before we do, though, I always save a couple of goodies for you, Jennifer, that maybe we haven't had time to talk about during the week. A California man arrested on suspicion of smuggling refrigerants into the U.S. I've heard of smuggling drugs, smuggling
people.
Money.
Yeah.
But struggling refrigerants, green.
This tells you when the green people have done too much, when now people are taking coolant into the country.
Yeah, that's the point. That is really the point here. The violating of regulations intended to curb the use of greenhouse gases. We're talking about stuff that is used to keep your refrigerator cool and the freezer from.
I got some A plus high quality coolant. You want some?
Yeah. So, smuggling ozone depleting chemicals across the border is bad. Apparently, you can bring them in your suitcase, but you can't bring them across the border. This guy was arraigned and pled not guilty to 13 charges. Conspiracy, sale of prohibited materials, illegal importation. We got nothing better to. This is the whole thing about he brought all this stuff in without the permission of the EPA. This tells you the EPA is gone. I understand what everybody's trying to do with greenhouse gases, although I don't think that they. Most people who are onto this don't have a clue. Really? And are they the toxin pollutants that should bring about criminal charges? Yeah, maybe if you had, you know, 3 tons of the stuff and you let it out all at once. Like we did, we talked earlier about this girl in a high school, Jennifer, I don't know if you heard the story or not. Some kid, 17-year-old kid, brought a lot of fart gas into a school and sprayed
like
garbage
canisters.
Like organic or?
No, like, you know, those like the prank things, but organic didn't just spray it, emptied the canisters into a garbage can. So it was just like all of that liquid sitting in the garbage can. Right.
That sounds
Now that's
amazing.
A violation. That must be a violation of the Clean Air Act in some way. How come the EPA?
Well, don't you remember that guy? That guy on the airplane a few weeks ago who was upset that someone was eating stinky food, so he let his own organic gas go, like in a stink war.
Right.
You remember that one?
Uh-huh.
And got kicked off the plane. So I was just curious if it was, you know, legitimate gas or, you know.
No. All right, here's another one. This guy who crashed off of the overpass on the, I think it was on the 134 freeway. His Tesla failed and the car went over the edge on one of the overpasses on 134 and they crashed. Did you see that? You must have seen it.
In California, that's like the freeway I use. That's right by my office.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah. He did have serious injuries. Two people in the car. The car went out of control, fell from the overpass, and burst into
like
flames.
Nightmare.
Yeah. Oof. Well, these cars, these batteries are dangerous things, man.
Well, anyway, and also, so he went. I don't know. It's just, I am all for people who want these cars, but the fact that they're forcing us into cars that drive off overpasses, I just don't know if that's got our best, you know.
Best foot forward. Well, you can thank the Biden administration for all of that. All right. So now we're going to get into the takeaways from Biden's State of the Union thing. I think that I watched much of it. I didn't. I was tired. My takeaway is that he doesn't give me any confidence. He doesn't make me feel like he really is on his game. He just doesn't make me feel like he's a good candidate. But I have the same feelings about Trump. But I will tell you what I objected to, and this is for anybody who has any objectivity at all. This guy is paid to be the president of the United States. The State of the Union shouldn't be about Donald Trump and how he doesn't like him.
Amen.
It should be
Thank
about
you.
Where we are. He spent so much time, this was the outrage, playing right into Trump's hands. Trump's sitting there tweeting or whatever it is on his own thing with his own ridiculous statements. So it's like we're children in a sandbox. We're kind of, you know, beholden to these two guys. You talk about farts. And so I just there.
Those are the old
really
version,
annoyed.
Not the organic ones.
No, right, exactly. Yeah, it really annoyed me though, Jennifer. It really,
I'm really glad you said that because I was really. Sometimes I feel like I watch things through my own scope, and then I feel like the
well,
rest of the world that
yeah,
doesn't.
Do,
well, we all do, right? We all do. Mm-hmm. But what I try to do when I'm watching these State of the Union addresses is I try to, regardless of whether I like the person standing behind the podium, try to go, okay, what's critically a good thing, a winning moment, a bad moment. But when you start a speech by saying you want to unify the country, and then you spend the next hour screaming, and literally he was screaming, and I think that's because people have been accusing him of not
right.
being on his
feisty.
Game.
Feisty, want to be feisty.
And so, right, and so that's what the papers are now saying. Oh, he was feisty, he's back. He was really overcooked, if you ask me. He was delivering very fast, he was yelling, he didn't, I don't know, it was just a strange delivery. And then, my mom and I, we are not politically aligned. And I talked to her before I went to bed last night.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, that's an understatement. I talked to her before I went to bed, after the speech was over. And I said, so what did you
think? She's
like, that's
great.
The greatest speech I ever said. And I said,
yeah,
what?
Right, of course.
And I said, well, wait a second. I said, I'm not saying that he didn't stand for an hour, and that's great if you're worried the fact that he can't stand for more than 4 minutes. And, you know, he was delivering. But that was appropriate for 2 weeks from now on the campaign trail, what he delivered. Mm-hmm. A State of the Union address is usually about rosy optimism about the country. And even when Trump did it, when Obama did it, you know, they'd have people stand up and they'd tell stories. And it was about feeling good about the stuff that you were doing in government to make people better. I didn't get any of that. I felt like this was just a long campaign speech for him, and it really, I think, it isolates 50% of the country, and that's just where we are. There, you can't say you're unifying if you're pushing people further into their corners.
When the biggest kick I got out of it was when he's walking down into the chamber and he's shaking hands with everybody, and
did you see our girl
glad handing everybody. Yep, he walks by the two of them, the eye contact it was actually, she's got a red, MAGA hat on.
You're talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Talking about Marjorie Taylor
Greene. It wasn't a Trump shirt. So this is actually a big piece of the speech, that her shirt says, say her, it did, but it says, say her name, and it says Laken Riley, who was the nursing student who was killed by the illegal immigrant. And so he sees her, and she's got a button with Laken Riley's face, and she kind of forces him to take it, and he did. And one of the things that is sort of insulting is he went through 40 minutes of speech before he actually talked about the border, which is the top issue, poll by poll, state by state, for the American people. Yep. So he takes 40 minutes to get into it, and then Marjorie Taylor Greene does what she does, and she screams from the chamber or something, and so he stops and looks up at her, and he takes the button out of his pocket, and he says, I will say her name, Laken Riley. Well, her name is Laken Riley, not Lincoln Riley. And so that, of course, prompted a lot of response from the chamber. Right. So, mm-hmm.
But what I did enjoy, though, her looking into his eyes. You could see.
I know. She really does. She doesn't shy away. That's for sure.
No. She doesn't. That's very true. But anyway. So, Jay, you and I were talking about this earlier. Some of the takeaways, you looking at some of the notes and some of the things that have come do you agree with Jennifer and I that it became too much about Trump?
In election years, this State of the Union address in election years, it's always used as part of the campaign trail, and there's just no place for it. It's not just Biden. Other presidents have done it, too, and it's just it. Somebody break the cycle, please.
He's the first one to reference his predecessor, though. So you'll have Obama or you'll have Trump or you'll have whoever say, you know, we inherited or we got. But what was different about this and that made it kind of unusual is that he directly was referencing. He didn't say Trump's name, but he kept saying my predecessor, my predecessor, my predecessor, which I thought was just it was an interesting choice. I'm not sure why. I mean, I guess they needed the opportunity to try to launch their campaign. It just isn't the right time.
Nope. Badly done. All right. And there was really nothing that came out of it that was earth-shaking. There was nothing that just more blasé. We're asking ourselves, are these the best guys for the job? And the answer is absolutely not.
I really thought he was going to actually call for executive action on the border doing something. That was the rumor, but there wasn't anything with that. So,
Yeah. I thought it was interesting looking down at the when he was talking about the Supreme Court and how they got it wrong, looking down and
Roberts that was
is
odd
just
too,
there
huh?
looking. Yeah, it was kind of odd. That was the he was glad handing everybody, and even Sotomayor, however you pronounce the name, she was looking down during that. It didn't look like. And you know who I get the biggest kick out of was Joe Manchin, who was all over the when Biden came down. The two of them must be friends because they were like all over each other.
Well, probably he's happy that Manchin's not going to run because Manchin was thinking about running on that no labels ticket.
Right. Yeah. Well, maybe he'll run later on. But it was very interesting to see how it was that, you know, you watch people's body language and you understand more about it. It isn't just the words. That's always, you know, those are the most telling moments, not necessarily what's in the speech, but, you know, how is he reacting or interacting with the people who are there in the audience? And the Republicans sat on their hands whenever he mentioned, you know, stuff like the abortion thing. I got to tell you something. I have more respect for Mike Johnson with every passing day. All right. More coming up. It's 18 after here. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with our frequent visitor, Elizabeth Miller. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works because we are in the President's Time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products.
You can call us if you want to customize packages. We've always got that available. If you want to move some different products around, we can do custom packages by phone. Our number is toll-free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Everybody here is really great in knowing our products and getting you a custom pack that is not only affordable, that's going to work for you. And then we've also extended the big sale on our website, too. So that's at toploss.com.
It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get to the comment period. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of our thoughts. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, social media in this hour of the Good Day program kind of winds its way into our hour here, the companion hour to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here is the latest from social media about this child exploitation coalition and how it's appearing on social media. A lot of platforms continuing to grow year in and year out. So the Tennessee Attorney General, a fellow named Jonathan Skermetti, I believe is how you pronounce his name, has joined some other attorneys general, Arkansas, Florida, Ohio among them, calling out Meta for its handling of the children's safety program, or lack thereof, on their platform Instagram. This guy joining the coalition. There's a report this week in the Wall Street Journal that finds lots of parents who are managing accounts of minors selling content, pictures of young girls in bikinis and leotards to all of the males. This is sick. Man, this is sick, sick, sick.
It is.
So they get younger and younger, and see, that's the thing. This is the kind of stuff that lawmakers should be upset about, not trying. Well, I guess I'm in. There was a change in Florida this week, right? Didn't we talk about that, Jay? Moving the goalpost from 16 to 14.
Well, DeSantis vetoed it, and it was that nobody under the age of 16 should be allowed to access, to have social media, even with, like, regardless of parents' or guardians' permission, where then they changed it to 16 and 15 year olds can with parental permission, but under 14 cannot. And then this is just, I mean, this is really a completely different issue when it comes to social media, of just pedophiles and people with really, really ill intentions who are looking for certain types of content. And people don't even have to be subscribers and selling this stuff. They can find it. Anybody who has a public social media account that they don't have it set to private, and they have images of their children, say, at the beach, you better believe a pedophile has probably already come across it and seen that image of your child. This is why it's so important to either don't post pictures of your children, especially if you're, you know, in certain situations, or if you are going to, because you want to share that with people in your life, actual family members, set your accounts to private.
So should I do that when I post pictures of my grandsons on Facebook?
They're not like in bathing suits, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not anything that could...
And you're with them. Yeah. You know, they're little enough where you're not letting them run away.
Uh-huh. And the really sick thing is that some pedophiles, it's not just like 12-year-olds or 11-year-olds. Like, it can, Blake Lively was on a campaign trail about this, where it can be infants. Like, it is absolutely disgusting. And a lot of parents will post a photo of their child just in a diaper or in a, the bathtub, because they think, well, they're so young,
get that
it's a cute little thing. And unfortunately, it's just, that's not.
All right. Let's talk about the opinions that came from some of our listeners online. Comments from all the social media are at Good Day Networks. That's how you get to us. The top three people or news stories in the news this week. Elaine McKinney says health, happiness, and prosperity.
Cheers to that.
I'm into that.
About. Yeah.
More focus
exactly.
on that.
Yep. Thomas Andrews said Super Tuesday. And what happened with Trump and Biden, I don't know, with me, it's just kind of all a big blur. And people say to me, well, that's you're in the business of doing this, talking about this. I'm in the business of talking about what I think is important, and I think we're way beyond this. It's important as to who governs
the country. Well, because you've been smart knowing it's Trump and Biden, right? So, I mean, it's not like it's any kind of groundbreaking. But Nikki Haley dropped out. That was big. And then for people who had races, like California results were huge for me. That's what I was following all week. And I know, you know, other states that voted were too.
Mm-hmm.
Less than a week away from, since Super Tuesday. But doesn't it feel like it was a month ago already?
Liz Ovard says troops in the New York subways was the number one thing. And that is something that's kind of itchy.
Big.
28 after the hour. Here.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Sweden is an official NATO member nation, capping the largest expansion of the Western alliance in decades. The Swedish Prime Minister came to the U.S. this week to deliver the news. He says Sweden is in NATO to stay.
The security situation in our region has not been this serious since the Second World War. Russia will stay a serious threat to the Euro-Atlantic security for the foreseeable future.
The move is welcomed by top U.S. officials who say Russian President Vladimir Putin should take notice. The Pentagon has stated there is no indication of the U.S. concealing the presence of UFOs. On Friday, the Department of Defense published a 63-page report on unidentified anomalous phenomena, asserting that most sightings were due to misidentifications of everyday objects and phenomena. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. you could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, indeed. A focus on talk radio, news talk radio, and what the big deals are from this past week. The stories, the top 10 stories listed at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com, and the top 10 people on the list. Let's go to number 8, which is the continuing situation with the Russians, Ukrainians. Joe Biden made an interesting pitch for funding Ukraine in his State of the Union address. I think maybe the most interesting thing, though, the thing that seems to have riled Putin more than anything else, was Sweden officially joining NATO. It took a long time because they've been neutral for a long time. But the fact that they decided they wanted to join NATO, and then that came to a successful close on Thursday, and that the Prime Minister of Sweden was sitting next to Mrs. Biden at the State of the Union, I thought that was pretty interesting. Anyway, it shook up Putin pretty obviously, and maybe that brings me around to the references that Biden made to Putin, how many times he's met with him, yada yada, and I know him, and so okay, Joe, if you know him, then why don't you send somebody over there with a long rifle and put a bullet in his head and be done with all of this. Why, do you think that's too harsh?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's, you know, yeah, it's a little rough for right now, but I'm good. I'm good. Keep going. Don't rough? Love Putin. Go ahead.
How about all the tens of thousands?
No,
of people
I'm not saying it's rough outcome for Putin. I was just saying it's rough for this, you know, hour for me to, like, you know, process. That's all. Fine.
You're
fine. Go ahead.
That. You have never said that on your
aggression.
Morning. Yeah. For me,
it was just very.
I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're fine. Anyway. Go ahead. It's okay. Nobody likes Putin around here.
No, and that's why we should, given what he's done. See, I don't understand. If there was any real leadership in the world, they would have gone into Russia and they would have arrested him and brought him to The Hague and tried him for crimes against humanity. But nobody's got the starch to do that. And they're afraid who's going to get shot up. I mean, how many people does it take to go in and get Putin out of the Kremlin and bring him to The Hague? It's got to be, if we can do what we do, and we all know that our country has the capability of pretty much getting anybody, sooner or later, they get the bad guys that they want to get. Now look at Osama bin Laden, for example. That was a job and a half, and these guys pulled it off flawlessly because they know how to do that stuff.
But I think there's a difference of a terrorist leader versus an
He's a terrorist.
Before he refused to.
Putin is not legitimately elected. He kills everybody who wants him not to be president. He's not legitimate at all. I don't think he's. How do you figure he's legit?
He's not, I was saying he was voted in once upon a time, but then he just refused to.
Yeah.
Didn't he win his very first election when he got into the presidency, and then he's.
He wins all the elections now by a landslide.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's a different situation because, you know, in Iran, we talk about how the people hate the leadership, but they just don't have the power to overturn it. What's really weird, if you talk to Russians, is that they are afraid to vote for someone other than Putin. But by and large, they like the situation there. I mean, it's like living in a mob run country. Like, he lets you do what you want. You can make money there, but you have to just cut him in. I mean, that's how people, I think, look at it. So it's not great. It's not how we like to think things should be. But at the same time, the people of Russia aren't fired up enough to try to create a revolution. I mean, you had Navalny who tried, and that was a real attempt, but
it didn't end well.
Yeah.
No. All right. Number seven is, again, we're talking about the wars and stuff. So this brings us around to the Middle East, where there's no Gaza ceasefire. They were trying to get something done by Ramadan, and that's not going to happen. The delegation left Cairo at the end of the week, and so probably not going to happen, at least not before the month of Ramadan begins, which is early next week. So the leader of Hamas, Hussam Badran, there's another one that, you know, when you kill him, there's just somebody else behind him. I guess that's the philosophy. These people are so corrupt. They lie, they cheat, they steal. And the people, there's no real educational system in Palestine. There's not, you know, they don't have like a formal education system. People learn by doing, and they learn on the streets. Excuse me. And so the only people that are able to get an education in Palestine are the ones who have money. Their families have money. They send their children to private schools. I've talked to you about the conversation that I've had on my many trips over there. Two or three times I met youngsters who were going to this academy where Israelis who are from wealthy families, Palestinians who are from wealthy families, the Muslims, the Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims all send their children to the same school. All these people have money. They send their kids there. Kids don't grow up the way the ones who live on the street, who, you know, those are the people that Hamas either engages or convinces that they have the right way. And so here we go with more of this. And I don't know what to think of Netanyahu at this point. He's kind of off on a, it's almost like he was a rogue. But, you know, I understand you want to get rid of all the people that are causing a problem. But you can't, because there's never going to be an end. I don't want to say that and sound like I mean it, but there isn't. There's no end to this because there's so much hate. As long as you've got people like the Ayatollah around, he's the real bad guy in this scenario, because he funds Hamas, funds Hezbollah with the money. See, this is where Biden is.
That's where we need to be doing a better job, because if you stifle Iran, Israel can live in peace, because all that money that comes from Israel that starts funding all those groups that want to take him out, and a multitude of groups, not just Hamas. I mean, you've got all these other rebel groups that would love to take him out.
Yep. Yep, it's just you got to wonder. Okay, so you got these people, and it's all there's so few of these people, of these bad guys. They have so much power. They're connected to the military-industrial complex. I heard somebody this week. I forget. Jay, were we talking about it on the air, or was I just dreaming that I talked about it with somebody else about the leadership of these various entities that create the military-industrial?
I feel like we've had multiple conversations on this. Yes.
Yeah. Right. So. Anyway, all right, so that's kind of where we are on that. Let's talk about the economy, which is number two this week on the story list, state of the economy, and how it's handled. Excuse me for my voice that's full of stuff from we actually have things blooming here, by the way, on the farm.
That's what's been killing me all week. It's the seasonal allergies are just terrible.
Coming out all over the place. Okay, anyway. the situation in regard to Biden's handling of the economy. He wants to take credit even though he deserves none. The recession, what did the federal government do? What did the Fed do? What did Congress do? It's all, you know. And then Biden says, but everything's great. Aren't you happy that you live in America with me as president? Unemployment rate is about 5%, I think, now, or whatever it is, 3%.
See, but they skew the numbers from COVID when everybody was sitting at home. that's what's so dishonest, is that people are like, well, wait a second, I don't feel like the economy's that great. But they're using the numbers based on where we were when everything was shut down.
Yep. I mean, I want to feel good about America. Biden said America is rising. We have the best economy in the world. All that's true. But he wants to take credit for it, and it's not, the credit shouldn't go to him. There is complete, when he was president, as far as I was concerned, they overreacted to COVID, and that is what caused a lot of the inflation, how much money the government spent, how much was spent around the world. Businesses were flush with cash, to be sure, and then the Fed had to step in and raise the rates because of all the money that was borrowed to give to people. I mean, we all had it. Jennifer, you and your father, your business, you got help. I did in my business.
Yeah, had to.
So is this, Biden wants to take credit for it.
Well,
is
and
it,
that's the
does
thing.
Does it help it's, him?
Well, and also, does it help any of us? And this is the thing with Republicans and Democrats. This is not partisan. It drives me nuts. The spending and the printing money to spend more, and then the printing money to spend the interest on we borrowed to spend more. And so, yeah, you can say we have all this money and we're flush with cash, but we're creating it. So how long does it last? Because you can't just keep printing more money. And that's what I think many people are awake to, is that we aren't working balanced budgets like most of us have to do in our house. We're just spending. So may feel good until the party's over, I guess.
Yeah. And to sort of the State of the Union was connected to the economy. I thought it was interesting to go on to the next step, which is Biden's age. He joked about it. He said, quote, I know I may not look like it, but I've been around a while. The issue facing our nation isn't how old we are. It's how old our ideas are. Which, there's something to that. There's something to that, I think, as much as anything else. Meanwhile, Trump, number four, has to do with the legal battles. I don't think anybody is focused on that as much anymore as they are just him being there and Biden being sucked into the trap of talking about Trump through the whole, Trump became the star again. What I didn't understand is this lady, the senator from Alabama, what's her name? Katie Britt.
Mm-hmm.
What was that all about? I watched a little of that. It was weird.
Well, it always is. You know, Here's the sad thing, is that whatever party's not in charge gets to deliver the rebuttal to the State of the Union. And every time, these people do it from an empty high school gymnasium or from their closet, or, hello, Republicans, not great to have her sitting in her kitchen doing it, which is where she delivered the rebuttal. It's just not great. But you don't have the same live crowd. You don't have the cheering. You don't have the dynamic speech. And so it always looks awkward. What she said, I thought, was really good. Her delivery style was like she was a little over rehearsed, like she was... I thought it seemed like she was trying out for like a high school production of Mean Girls. You know what I mean? Like,
I thought she was trying to keep quiet because the rest of her family was asleep.
No, I think it was just, this is the problem when people over rehearse. And Doug, I know you're sometimes, people would call you and me under rehearse because we don't like to rehearse things. But we know that sometimes speaking off the cuff is more legit. And so I think, it's just weird. But what she said, I thought the content of her speech was great. It's just sometimes hard to get past the delivery. So,
Is she friends with Marjorie Taylor Greene?
I don't know. She's in the Senate. She's the youngest member of the Senate. And they were using that on purpose to show someone young contrast women. To Biden, a woman. The Republicans always struggle with young suburban women. So I think this was their effort to try to bring people in. And she's lovely. And she seems probably like she's great. It's just the delivery was a little bizarro.
Right. Yeah. I would like to go into Marjorie Taylor Greene's kitchen and have her deliver.
You want your own State of the Union, Dougie?
I got a kick out of her, really, last night, looking right, the two of them in the eye contact that they had.
She's a baddie, I'll tell you.
She's nobody's fool. I think she's on it. So, anyway, the thrill continues, right? The thrill of victory, the thrill of defeat. 48 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day meltdown. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism. And then it's got another product in there called Belly Blast.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. If you want to be just like me when you grow up, you'll take the Calitrin. I take the Detox, the Belly Blaster. Yeah, that's good. So help yourself to savings. Go to toploss.com. And when you're there, you might find one of the counselors. It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED.
It's when you start to try to get back into like an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review, rounding up the feelings that we have, the thoughts we have, the opinions based on not only what we read from our comment list, the connections to the listeners, what may be. Jennifer, you take calls on your morning program on KRLA, right? Yeah. And so if I were to, can you glean from them? Do you ask specific questions and you want specific answers? For example, you know, I don't know whether you ever reference the actual talker's countdown and the things that are on it on your program. If you don't, maybe you should.
Thank you. In the books. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, right.
Obviously our biggest topic, if you're asking that, because we do a both. I mean, I will introduce a topic, but so there are also moments when we just open up the phone lines. And for us, I think it was definitely the election. Listeners on a conservative talk station were very dialed into the election results. But surprisingly, well, maybe not surprisingly, it wasn't necessarily about Trump versus Biden. It was about the down ticket races. And for us, we had a really interesting race between Adam Schiff and Steve Garvey and Katie Porter.
Garvey really showed up for this thing. I was really pretty surprised.
Yeah. I hate to. Do you want to know the little story behind that? So I hate to poo-poo,
please,
but this is why people hate politics. So this race got very weird, very convoluted. It's not the first time it's happened. People do this all the time. But so far to date, for a primary, Senate race primary, $60 million have been spent. $20 million
to try to discount Garvey's too conservative.
No, it's
for California.
Adam Schiff has a ton of money. So that commercial, Garvey's too conservative for California, which you must have seen.
Yeah, no,
that
I
was
saw
funded
it
by Adam
week.
Schiff, and Adam Schiff spent $20 million on that ad, and he ran it on every single channel, every single radio. He brought radio advertising on our conservative station, And he was doing that to try to manipulate people into voting for Garvey because he would rather run against a Republican Garvey in the primary rather than, in the general, rather than a Democrat Katie Porter, who would have fought him for the far left vote in California going into the general. So he used that early advertising to kind of knock her out of the race, and he really did. I mean, Garvey didn't spend
I thought
a dime.
Garvey did pretty well though in the we're talking about two different things here.
Yeah,
no, I mean, so, I thought he did well in the result column.
Oh, he did great in the result column. And so on election night, and now, you know, they're adding votes, but the numbers seem to be holding. Schiff was at 33% of the vote, and Garvey was at 32% of the vote, and Katie Porter, who was in third, was at 14% of the vote. So Garvey's got over 1.3 million. She had only 550,000 votes. So,
can he, is she too off the charts to be attracted to, with those people voting for her, would they vote for Garvey? Yes, she's too left, isn't she?
No, she's too left. And so this is why Adam Schiff did it, because now it's going to be like a cakewalk because Republicans haven't won statewide office in California since 2006. But I will say a couple of things. First, anything can happen in politics. You have to be in the game to win. So having Garvey in there, wouldn't it be fun to see him disrupt Adam Schiff, even if there is a very small chance of that happening? And especially when you get to pick your own opponent. And this is actually better for the down ballot races, because in California, if it's Trump and Biden, Trump supporters don't really show up because they know Trump's never going to win California. So at least having a competitive Senate race, I think, will bring more conservative voters in November, which helps the down ticket races.
Isn't that a sad statement, though, on the whole election thing? That some voters won't even show up because they know that the candidate they want won't.
They're being manipulated. We're all being manipulated by the news media, by the media that is created by guys like Adam Schiff and others. There are plenty of other. I mean, what's going on in Arizona now that Sinema has dropped out with Kerry Lake? And I can't even remember the guy who's a Democrat that's running.
Ruben
Gallegos,
I think.
Is that his name?
It's
a name you can't pronounce. Yeah. So does she become the automatic winner here, or is this guy really got some chops in his ego?
You know, they haven't even finished their primary yet, so there's another conservative in the race, Sheriff Mark Lamb. But yes, I think this is really good for Kerry Lake, because Kristen Sinema was an independent, and Gallegos is very far left, so I think this is good news for Kerry Lake. But what I heard, you want the gossip, is that Kristen Sinema dropped out of the race as the independent senator, and that No Labels Party that Joe Manchin was being courted by to run for president, he said he's not going to run this time. The rumor is that she could be their candidate.
For president?
Or vice president. You know, they're still looking at Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, Kirsten Sinema are still very much in play. Joe Manchin has said no, because he thinks it's going to hurt Biden, and it will. But Romney and Sinema are still names that they're tossing around.
See, that adds more fuel to the fire of what I said, watching their body language. Joe Manchin and Joe Biden are very good friends. You could tell
that's why they're friends now, because Joe Manchin's like, I'm not doing it.
Well, I think that may be part of how he shows his friendship. All right, that's a good wrap. It's 59 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.